Blog Talk Radio. Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeInc.tv. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send out directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgeinctv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Good evening, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button. I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host is Breadman. Breadman, how are you?
Just fine, just fine. How are you, Lady A?
I am lovely, lovely, lovely.
Well, I want to let the fans know we're going to be without the MJ today. You're just going to get the Breadman one time in your mouth. Ugh. Ladies and gentlemen, we want y'all to call in and find out what y'all would like to talk about tonight. And we'll try to discuss it. If you have any questions, step up to the plate. Lock it in. Lock the number one button in. You ain't got to put the money up. Lock the number one button in. And we'll talk about whatever you desire. This is open mic night for all the callers. So don't be scared. Come on out. Let's play. Who we got, Lady A?
Well, Kid, you were on, and I don't see you anymore. Guys, press 1 if you want to speak. They may have gotten scared with you saying that, gotten a little nervous.
It's no problem, Lady A. What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and get our sponsors out of the way, and once we do that, we're going to go ahead and go into prayer right after that. So if we want to go ahead and run our sponsors, Lady A, we can go ahead and do that. Where we're going to be at next and all that good stuff.
Well, we don't have a pre-recorded commercial this week. Oh, hold on, I hear echo. Okay, we don't have a pre-recorded commercial this week. I apologize for that. But I can do some commercials for you. As far as upcoming events, I don't have a pre-recorded commercial, but I do have some commercials that we can do as far as sponsors. You want to do that?
Oh, that'll be fine, and I guess I can go ahead and say, I don't know if you're going to, since we don't have a pre-recorded, everyone tomorrow, Jackson, we will be having, Mike Hill will be throwing his race over there. You know, I know that, you know, I don't have any problem with Mike Hill, but I'm sure no one does, but I want to go ahead and throw that out. That's a race that I definitely know of. I want to also, I want to say June the 8th, I believe, Miss B. Miss B will be throwing a race at Macon at the zoo. I want to say it's Burke County. Burke County, it's a Burke County race. Supposed to be pretty nice. I'm definitely going to try to check that one out at the zoo. Also, one that I know right off the top of my head, June the 19th, I believe it is. June the 19th, Bacteria and others will be throwing a race at Headhunters Dragway. That is in Eatonton, Georgia, for the Georgia folks. We would get with him later to decide or to let you know further what classes they're going to be running there. But they should be giving some good money out. So also, I would like to announce my sponsors, which is AA Performance, Woo Woo, and Mickey Thompson Tires, TCI Transmissions. And with that being said, we're going to run a couple commercials in which we might have, and then we're going to go into prayer. Lady A, do you have anything you want to add?
I don't. We'll go with commercials.
Okay, though.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeIncTV. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgeinctv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Thank
you. Okay, Brandman, we're back.
All righty. Right now, we're going to go ahead. I'm going to give a little word right quick and we're going to save the prayer to the end instead of starting out with it. But let me go ahead and start out with a little food for thought. It's religion. God never said life will be easy. God just promised it would be worth it. God has a plan for your life. Continue to stay on God's path. Righteousness. Have a blessed weekend. Now, even though I write stuff like this out every day. I read that day to day, and I associate that with what I'm looking to achieve this particular day. And this particular day, what I want to achieve right now is I want everybody to take from our show tonight. I want each one to teach one. That's our motto for tonight. Each one teach one. So I want y'all brothers out there and sisters to call in with your questions and see if we can learn from one another. And with that being said, we're going to go to the phone lines. I believe, Lady A, do we have Big Clark on the show?
Yes, we do. Big Clark, how are you?
What's going on, Lady A? Bread man, what's happening? What's happening?
Not much. How you doing this evening, my brother?
Man, I'm doing great, man. Doing great. What about you, bro?
Man, I can't complain. If I did, nobody would listen anyway. Nobody would listen. But I'd be complaining about it. I ain't got enough motor, and I ain't got no traction. And I'm sure we all got the problems on them.
Yeah, I don't think there's never enough motor, Brittany.
That's what I'm trying to say. What's on your mind this evening? Talk to me. Just tell us what's on your mind. It may be far-fetched, but what's on your mind?
Man, I'm just laying around, man. Today, relaxing, hanging out, man, you know. Just keeping a clear mind, Brad, man. That's about it. That's about it, bro.
Okay. You ain't got nothing pressing. You ain't got nothing pressing you want to throw out there for?
No. Everybody be safe and race this weekend. That's about it. you know, wherever they may be going, just be safe and enjoy yourself. That's about all.
Okay. Well, you know, hold dear, you know what I mean? Hopefully you don't go anywhere, because if I get any very difficult questions, I might, you know what I mean, lean on you a little bit there. But I'm looking for to call in and, you know what I mean, really take that challenge tonight. You know what I mean? That's what tonight is for. The fans. Okay. This is fans night. MJ and Breadman show. We going with the Breadman this evening. MJ had to step out. But with that being said, we're going to need all of our callers to press the one button so we can holler at you. Well, I can holler at you. So with that being said, we're going to call the lines. How we looking, lady?
Jeff, your mic is open.
Hey, darling, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am great. I'm just listening to the show. But, I do want to speak to Breadman. That's all.
How you doing, Brother Joe?
What's up there, Brad, man? This is Ground in Town. Hey, it was a pleasure meeting you down
town.
In Montgomery.
What's happening?
In your mouth, goddamn. That's the way I like it. Yes, sir, man. I'm just enjoying the show.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, Ground in Town, where y'all going to be at next?
I talked to Jay, and the next thing we're going to is Memphis. We want to invade Memphis because I am a Ground and Pound member. I mean, I'm a grudging member, so we're going down to Memphis, Tennessee on the 29th.
I received the text earlier this week from the head of Grudge Inc., and he said that if I don't make it there, I will be fired. So, you know, I guess I'll be in the house. Yeah.
Well, look like one time we'll be right there together once again.
Definitely.
Me and my crew, we're sure going to come, and hopefully we got just more than that Junior Gangster coming with us. Hopefully we got maybe one or two more other cars coming, but we certainly coming to fellowship and enjoy ourselves, you know?
Definitely. I wanted to ask you a question while I got you on here.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. What are you looking? What do you think can change the Grudge game right now? Seeing it's the summertime, you know what I mean. What do you feel like can change the Grudge game? I mean, seeing that we started out, it was cool. The weather's been acting crazy. I mean, how can we look at it and change some things about how we're racing right now? Because I saw some things in Montgomery that I don't think that the racers was definitely prepared for. I just want to throw that out.
You know, it's kind of hard to say, but what I can say is what changed a whole lot of things is a whole lot of steps. You know, we come down to Montgomery down there to enjoy ourselves, to race someone. But the problem was that person wasn't there. So we had to opt to race somebody else. And we knew that was a lighter car, could be a faster car. But we took that chance, man, because we came too far not to enjoy ourselves, man. That sun was burning us up. But the fact of the matter is, stipulations change a whole lot of things in grudge racing. You know what
I
mean?
Right.
It's not like it was back when we was racing in the 90s. And we didn't care what we had, what tire you had, and we feel that we can beat you, we're going to try it. So the fact of the matter is, I would say steps change a whole lot of things, even though it's getting warmer. But the steps still want to be there, regardless.
Definitely. I appreciate you for getting on with that. I was more so, you were going down the path I was thinking of. I was more so looking at the heat issue. I saw a lot of cars, you know, that I looked over their shoulders while they was rolling into the beams, and they were pretty hot. I ain't going to get into that because, you know what I mean, no one was prepared to go from 62 degrees to 92, you know, 92 degrees that fast.
Mm-hmm.
So,
You know, you're absolutely right. And what surprised me is, you know, it was hot, to clarify that. And what surprised me is we had some of these brothers that's in Promar cars that didn't have on safety jackets. I was like, oh, I know this cat ain't finna go down the track in his Promar car without no jackets on. You can see his short sleeve shirt on. I said, it got to be hot down here. And it was. It was good. But for me coming from the north, oh, that was some good weather for me. You know what I mean? So.
Most definitely.
You're right.
Most definitely. I'm definitely going to throw that at the next caller. They probably don't know it. Hopefully everybody listening. But, that's going to be my next question for the next caller. You know what I mean? We're going to get into a lot of things tonight. We ain't going to harp on one thing. We're going to jump around. So,
exactly.
Thank you for your conversation, and thank you for, throwing it out there.
Well, I'm going on mute. I'm going to go on mute, and I'm going to enjoy the show, man. I appreciate you and the champ, Mississippi Joe.
Yes, sir. Well, before you go, I got to say one time in your mouth. Ugh. Thank you.
No doubt about it. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Lady A, let's get them on out of here.
Kid, your mic is open.
Good evening, Lady A. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. And how's the little one?
He's wonderful. Thank you for asking.
That's good, that's good. Fred, man, how you doing tonight?
Just fine. How are you, Mr. Kid?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, man. Trying to enjoy this little heat wave we got going on up here in the north.
Okay. Well,
yep.
I'm sure you've been listening. We don't have a one particular item that we're honing in on tonight. So, my next question to you is, how do you feel that we can aid? How do you feel we can improve the safety of our grudge racers today?
That's one topic was just on my mind. I was getting ready to ask you the same thing. I was wondering, do you think that your grudge racers should pass some kind of tech inspection before they go racing?
I think so. Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I know, I think that if this is what hurts me about our grudge races.
Mm-hmm.
We can spend $40,000 for a car and get out there in that car, okay, knowing the consequences, but yet we won't buy a fire suit and proper roll cage to go down the track at the speeds that we desire to go. And I don't understand that. So if we don't have it, just one thing about anything. If there's no laws in society, if we can run up in folks' house and do what we want to do, you know what I'm saying? If
mm-hmm.
there's no laws that will mandate certain things. So I just feel like now, true indeed, we have street cars running in the fives, low fives,
mm-hmm.
low road cars and stuff. And that is unsafe. How are we putting an example in there for our people that's coming up behind us? You feel
mm-hmm.
me? So I take on it, and if y'all got a problem with it, you take it up with me. That's how I feel about it. I have children. I have little racers behind me that I'm going to teach the right way to go out here. See, grudge racers, we like to go to outback tracks, what we call outlaw tracks.
Right.
Well, I would like to grudge race at all the tracks. I want to have the proper specifications with my car to race at all the tracks. Not just an outlaw track. If you
mm-hmm.
invest the money and you're not investing it the right way, and I'm talking to the callers, the people that don't have NHRA safety sticker on their roll cage, I suggest they get one. Because if you're spending the money, why not have the materials you need to keep you safe? I want to enjoy grudge racing. I don't want to pull my head down or tell my wife that someone didn't make it because they didn't have the proper safety equipment. I don't want to be when that happens. I want to be able to go and hug that brother and say, hey, good job, and you've been blessed. And I'm going to shake their hand and ask them if they want in the ice to put anywhere they need it and keep
mm-hmm.
on moving.
Right.
And I suggest the same for me. If y'all see the track, I don't have the proper materials I need, but get on me. Please come up. I challenge you to come up and get on me if I'm going down a track with shorts on and I'm running 490s with shorts on. Please come get up on me. Please. I'm asking you to. But what
exactly.
do you have to say? I don't want to take over. I just feel very I'm heartfelt about that safety, man. I feel like if you can climb in there, you got the balls to climb in there. You should have the mindset to go ahead and buy the proper materials you need to get out there and run that number. If
right.
you need a rule, call NHRA and order y'all a rule book for $12. They'll tell you, you don't have to ask anybody. It will tell you in that book what you need to be safe. So, you know, with that being said, you know what I mean? I don't know if anybody else wants to talk now because I done throwed it out there.
You're exactly right there, Brad, man, because I done seen a lot of racers, you know, they get in these cars. They don't have on the proper jackets, the pants, the neck braces or whatever, you know. And it, a split second, and they can take you right on out the game.
Right.
Then I saw
right.
a lot of people that had all their stuff together, and they survived crashes. I've seen NHRA, two pro stockers, one was T-bone, and they walked away at 200 miles an hour because they had on the proper equipment. But,
that is true.
What can you say?
I see another thing I see. I see cars that really run sub-5s
mm-hmm.
that don't have any parachutes, you know, and they
mm-hmm.
heavy cars.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they feel like they, you know, I want it to look as streetable as possible, but yet you're questioning your safety in that aspect. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Because, you know, a lot of times I look at a parachute as a device that can correct me if I get out of shape. You
right.
know what I mean? And one, definitely, if I'm on a short track, can help me slow down without,
mm-hmm.
you know, going into a panic to stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, there's just a lot of times we want to get away with, you know, presenting to the individual we're running that, you know, hey, it's just an average street car, and it's not. You know what I mean? We need to put the proper stuff on this stuff, man. Everybody that's been in the game know the game by now.
Yep, you know, they should. Yep.
They should. You're right. And it's hard to get newcomers in when we're not doing what we need to do to be the example.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
That
all right,
true.
Brad, man. I'm going to back off, and I'm going to sit back and copy the mail. Hopefully somebody else is going to call in and enlighten us on different things that they want to talk about.
Well, that's most. I really appreciate you for having the balls to step up and press the one button. I just want to let everybody know, you know, I know that we have listeners out there, but tonight is for, you know, the fans. So
mm-hmm.
If no one pressed one, guess what? What we're going to end up doing is saying, hey, y'all don't have anything to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a format. I need you guys to make the show move. And
right.
without you, it can't be no show. So if y'all ain't going to press the one button, me and Lady A will go ahead and go to dinner. Her husband had food on the grill, and we're going to go ahead and go on in the backyard and do what we do, have a good time. So with that being said, thank you, brother, for calling in. We're
all right, Brad, man.
We're going to find and see what somebody else has.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how are we looking?
Everybody's listening only. Guys, please press 1. We want to hear what you have to say.
Well, I don't want to invade on anybody's mic, and, you know, I know everybody wants to listen. So while you are listening, let me go ahead and I'm going to say a prayer because nobody wants to talk. So I'm going to go ahead and say a prayer, and perhaps we're going to shut it down and if no one wants to get on the show. There's no need in me sitting up here talking to myself if I'm not going to have any participation from the fans. So with that being said, we're going to check these lines one more time and see what's going on. You know what I mean? Y'all don't want to press 1, then I know what to do. How we looking, lady? Ain't everybody press 1?
Yes. Donna, your mic is open.
Bread man, one time in your mouth.
What's going on, Donna? How you doing this evening?
DJ.
Hey, brother, what's happening? How y'all doing?
Nothing. You know what, Stunner, man, I'm glad you pressed 1 because, you know what, my wife told me she had some oxtails, cabbage, and cornbread and stuff in there,
man.
You know, and she was waiting on me. You saved the whole show because I was just getting ready to pray and run upstairs and do what I do. Lay back like, you know what I mean? Here, Claude, come on. I'm just chilling. He done ate and everything. Good God Almighty. But it is what it is. This is why I'm on here, y'all. I love to listen and talk to what y'all got to say. And, you know what I mean, don't think that there's not other things that I can be doing, but I really want to talk to y'all, and I'm glad Stunner pressed the one button because I do have a question for Stunner.
All right, what is it? Shoot.
Stunner, did you know who I was when I walked up on you?
I didn't. I didn't know who you was when you walked up on me.
Did you know you slammed the door in my face and then Mississippi Joe said, go line Stunner up. Did you know that was me lining you up, Stunner?
Didn't even know it.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right here. I'm going to do something that the devil won't do for most of us. I'm going to go ahead and admit the reason. There's a certain way I line people up. I was trying to explain that to Mississippi Joe. Okay. I pull you in close to the light. So when your car was rolling forward, you was rolling deep every time. Once I learned your reaction, that's when I know how to line you up in the beams. Now, for those of y'all out there that say, well, how is that possible? That's what that person be doing when they be lying. They don't just be like, let me get them in the groove. There's a certain inches that you have from the beams. And y'all know Stunner has a turbo. They rock forward. So when he was rocking forward, he was holding it in the beams pretty deep, and he's quick on the reaction, so that's why Stunner was red-lighting. It was my fault, Stunner. I apologize. I was thrown into the job, though, Stunner. Would you forgive me?
I forgive you, brother. And forgive me, I swear I wouldn't slam the door in nobody's face. I didn't know it was you I was slamming. I didn't even realize that. So did.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Stunner, me and you real cool, but when I get my car, you got one and one just because you slammed the door in my face. I was that. I'm never going to get anything behind anybody back. I know I don't have pressure, but I'm just saying I do have a list, Stunner. And I'm telling you, with that act that you did, I thought and you were going to be close, man. I can't beat you. I can't outrun you. But I would never know if I can or can't if I don't line up with you. Now, you feel what I'm saying?
I feel what you're saying, brother. I do.
Okay. Well, that may happen the second Tuesday in next week, just to let you know.
Okay. Did you have a good time, though?
Man, I'm not going to lie to you, man. My whole family had a good time. My wife and her, my mother-in-law, we drove through three storms, you know what I mean, to get to Montgomery.
I remember the conversation you had with me, Stunner. Don't have me drive down here. I got my wife and my family. Don't have me drive down here in this weather here. I said, I wouldn't do that to you, brother. I said, we got good weather down here.
You did say that. Yes, you did. You did say that. Stunner, I want to say that was a great race. What I like most about it, though, it was the shootout. I like the shootout. I like the fact that when they were locking the races in, they had the opportunity. You know, they just went and did it. It wasn't like they, you know, locked the race in and stood around all night long to get to the race.
Yeah.
No, that's another thing I liked about the race. I just really wish that, you know what I mean, we had more races like that. You know what I'm saying? I enjoyed myself. I really did. I hate that I wasn't there to, you know, break bread with, you know what I mean, the Nightmare, Mississippi Nightmare, Big Clark. You know what I mean? I'm used to being at the track with Big Clark. You know what I mean? Seeing him over there. You know what I mean? If I want to borrow a little hot dog money, he there for me. You know what I mean? Big Clark always take it. And then he, not one time that day called Big Clark. You know what I mean? He was in graduation going on. You know what I mean? So yeah. Big Clark.
I'm not mad at anybody because, I mean, it's especially a lot of the people that had to travel so far, you know, to have the presence of any type of rain or bad weather, you know, you can't
be mad at anybody that's got to travel that far if it's a good chance of rain being in the forecast. So, you know, but we did have a real good time. A lot of preparation went into the making the race, and I really wanted to do a good race that was definitely fan friendly. And you know, thank the Lord, I think it came off really, really well. Everybody around here really enjoyed themselves and want to, you know, see more races like that.
Oh yeah, I really did. When are you going? Well, I'll get to that some other time. But I mean, hopefully in the future, you know what I mean, you get back out there and perhaps, you know what I mean, lay another one down just like that. You know what I mean? And I can be, instead of being a spectator, I can participate. You know, I look forward to that. Definitely.
Gotcha,
bro. Okay. No, I really do. I really do. But I do want to ask you, thank you for coming on. Do you have anything you'd like to add to the show today?
I got on a little late, Brad. I didn't ain't been on for just a few minutes.
Well, what tonight is each one teach one tonight. You know what I mean? If you have any views or any questions or anything that you'd like to give to the Grudge Game, you know what I mean?
I got something I'm going to give to the Grudge Game. I'm going to say it to most of them to set this out to the Grudge races, and it includes myself. You know, a lot of times, you know, we really want to jump out here and get out here in the thick of things and put on and race. But really, we all need to take our time and make sure our program is all the way right. You know, a lot of us got big bad motors and, you know, we got fast cars. But a lot of times it ain't really all about what you got, it's how you're using it. If you're not putting the power down where it needs to be put down and stuff like that, I mean, that's going to be your problem. You got to really, you know, get at it. So, you know, get your program all the way together. And I definitely want to touch on, I did hear y'all talk about safety. And I'm one that, I mean, that kind of hit home with me a little because I haven't been wearing the safety gear like I need to. And that's one thing I'm definitely going to be doing. Next time you see me, I'll have on all the right safety equipment. But I'm guilty of that myself.
And DJ, we're going to find you, DJ.
I know better, you know. And
you know what, DJ, it take a real man to get on here to admit it. You know what I mean? I didn't throw you under the bus, but I did look in there when you slammed the door, and I was like, wow. You know what I mean? Because
– yeah.
If I was running 3:40s in the 8 mile, I mean, good God Almighty. You know what I'm saying? You know, I need what I need, you know. And you're
right.
One of the ones
yes.
You know, 3:40s to the 8 mile mark. And you need more than what you got. I'm just telling you that right now.
Oh, yeah, I do. I definitely do.
Hey, DJ.
Yes, sir.
You planning on coming up to Michigan?
I'm trying to get that sorted out right now. Really, I'm trying to make all the next three. I'm trying to make Memphis. He said Memphis, Tennessee, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'll definitely be in Memphis. I'm actually trying to make Detroit,
mm-hmm.
trying to make Memphis, and definitely trying and won't miss the business race.
Right.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I'm gonna try my best to make all three if possible. If things are ready with the car, but I know the one I definitely do not want to miss is that's going to be business racing in Chicago.
Oh yeah,
for
Indiana. Yes, indeed.
I think that's going to be a huge, huge race.
Yeah, because I want to see another one of your John Ford burnouts.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I really hope by then y'all will see a new stunner. So as 901 say, but I mean what I say, nobody move on, nobody get hurt.
Well, you're right.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, the stunner, I hope that you know what I mean, do get your program together. I mean, that is very important. And we thank you for, you know, your advice, you know what I mean, and your input on the topics. We don't have one topic tonight. We whatever an individual call in and want to speak on, we're going to speak on that.
Yeah.
You came on, and some other brothers had different things that, you know what I mean? But with that being said, we're going to move on because we got some guys flashing that y'all pimping me right now. Y'all pimping me. Bring them on in, lady. Thank you, Nick. Thank you.
I'm going on mute.
There you go.
All right.
Bobby Taj, your mic is open.
Good afternoon, Fred Man. One time in your mouth.
Used to be.
Who said used to be? Who was that? That was number one stunner.
That was not me, Bobby. That was not me. I wouldn't do that to you. You know, you're my buddy. That was kid saying that. kid ain't even going to stand up and say he said it. Go just let him think it was me said.
How you doing? I just called in to just say got some good topics going on, but that's all. Good show, good topics. I like when the gentleman asks about safety equipment. Boy, we sure don't believe in it. I just be honest with you, we don't believe in it. Too many of us are getting in these cars and going a lot faster and without any kind of safety equipment on. And I've been in a wreck before, Breadman, witnessing it up in Commerce in Atlanta. And a buddy of mine, when we built my brand new car, and we was arguing about the wonder net, and I didn't want to take the time to put the wonder net in. He's going like, man, you need to put the wonder net in. I'm going like, man, I'm so sick of taking the thing back, trying to get it cut and bolted up and put it in and getting seat belt, you know, latches to hold it in. So we finally got it in. When I was up there in Atlanta, 2000. And I ran behind a jet car. I had built a brand new Camaro, 2000. And the car immediately, I guess the car left kerosene on the track. The car just like the axle broke. But the axle didn't break. That's just the way the car reacted. It just immediately turned a hard. I was in the left lane. It turned immediately hard left and went straight into the retaining wall. I'm going like, no, please don't hit that wall. When it hit the wall, it bounced off and shot straight across the track, barely missed my buddy car, straight into the wall again. It took the left front tire and put it where my radiator was at. That's how the left front tire was on in the radiator and on top the carburetor. And as the car hit, then it turned on the side and it started sliding down the track. The door flew off. But by that wonder net being there,
exactly.
It kept my arm inside of the car. And I thought the car wasn't never going to stop. I think I slid across the track running 120 miles an hour. So, you know, I already get out of there. But I'm just saying, I don't think when the car stopped and I patted myself and I still had all my parts, I said, thank you, Jesus. That's the first thing I said. And then I wanted to get out of there. But the first thing I thought about was that guy, I was so mad about aggravated trying to put this wonder net in, and I didn't want to put it in. But that wonder net kept my arm because the door was gone. It kept my arm inside of that car because if it had it, it would have probably tore my arm off. So I'm saying we need to take it a little bit more serious and put these safety equipment is out there. I heard Brett Man say it's not that expensive, not compared to a $40,000 car. But to go out there, and I'm telling you, you lose a limb or I did end up with a broke foot, and the reason I broke my foot was brakes don't work too good when you don't have your tires on the ground because I was trying to get it stopped. So I stumped the brake pedal, and I ended up breaking my foot trying to stop it. But I'm saying, man, please, if it catch on fire, I think smoke can witness this, you want the equipment on. You might be all right going down the track, excuse my expression, when all hell break loose, trust me, you want everything on and some more. Now, as long as you going down there, there ain't no problem, you're all right. But when hell break loose and that car go to flipping or tumbling or raking everything, trust me, your seatbelt will hold you in place. The helmet will protect your head. Your neck collar will help your neck. A horn device is real good. I mean, this stuff ain't just put in these cars just to be put there. They're put there to save your life. So I just want to come in on that. I ain't going to hold the show, Brett, man. I'm out of here. I'm going back on mute.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Bobby, thank you for coming on here and admitting to what, you know what I mean? I'm First of all, I'm glad that you had all that. And they really don't understand what we saw. And I'm glad that you said what you said because at the time, you know what I mean, we were running at a lot of national event tracks back then, and that's how we got up on our game. And that's
right.
Why I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm a safety advocate for the grudge game because, you know what I mean, I see a lot of brothers that got a lot of money invested in their cars. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Don't put on too much of nothing. And,
right.
I remember speaking to Boss Bynes right after his accident. You know what I mean? And I'm sure, you know what I mean, if he would have had some different things on, it probably would have, you know, him from being as sore as he was. You know
right.
what I mean? A neck brace and stuff like that. Gloves and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But, I mean, the reason no one knows when an accident is going to happen, and that's why we call them accidents. Because
mm-hmm.
if we knew that was going to happen, we could have what we needed to keep us safe at that time. So no one knows when it's going to happen. That's
right.
why we have to keep it prevented. But thank you, Brother Childs. I wanted to ask you, too, do you have any upcoming races you'd like to share with everybody while we
got
you on?
I forgot. I got the Summer Heat. Going to be the 22nd of July. I'm sorry. Thank you for telling me. I got a couple of bracket races coming in, but my next big event is going to be the 22nd of July, the Summer Heat. We got Top Gas Bike. We got 6-0s bike. We got 6-0 class, 7-0, and 8-0. This is how I'm doing. If it's no car count on the 6-0, that's a guaranteed purse of $1,500. We're trying to build this thing. But if we get 20 cars, the winner will get $1,800. If not, the winner, I don't care if the 3 cars come for the 6-0 class or whatever, the winner will get $1,000. All right, on 7-0, we got a total purse there guaranteed $1,000. It don't matter if 1 car come, 2 car come, the winner will get $800, and we'll break it down. We got a 5-0 class. Coming up, also, there's a $1,500 purse guaranteed on that. Whatever they decide to put on, be added on top of the pot. Then we got the Top Gas bikes that would be there. We got guys coming from Birmingham, Alabama. We got guys coming from Tennessee, Florida, and all that would be with the Top Gas Bike Association. We're expecting 16 of those. And then also we got Grudge Masters that will be going on. And we got about, believe it or not, we got about 3 locked in. Three sets of locked in grudge races already. So we're looking for a big turnout. That is the 22nd of July at US 19 in Albany, Georgia. So if y'all ain't doing them, come on down, because we got some grudge matches that will be going on. Oh, and also we got an 8-0 class too. So we're gonna do it up down in Albany. So if y'all ain't doing them, come on down. Thank you, Brad Man, for reminding me of that. But the 22nd of July.
And also, Bobby,
the 22nd of June, 22nd of June, 22nd of June, sorry.
You also mm-hmm. forgot to put out there about the fundraiser that we're doing.
Oh, yeah,
for the Scholastic Sports Children. Go ahead and get that right quick.
The Georgia Baptist Association, my granddaughter is running for queen. My other granddaughter, which is 6 years, just turned 6, well, we were turned 6, ran last year and she won. Then I got the little 4-year-old, which she's going to run. So now we all proceed. This is for the Georgia Baptist Scholarship Fund, Georgia Baptist Association Scholarship Fund. The proceeds will go, all proceeds go to kids going to college. Everyone. So that is what all this is going to. You can send $10, you can send $20, you can send a nickel, a dime, or a penny. Whatever you send would be greatly appreciated. ProStock Joe got it up on the website, Postville NGRA. We got the riding number, the address, my address, and also the account number. The bank, the money goes straight into the bank, and we only takes it out in the end of the contest. I think is in October when the end of the contest. So, but all proceeds go to kids to help them to better their education. So I will greatly appreciate if anybody, and also my address is up there. If you want my address, I'm going to give it to you. 601
10 that 6010 Old National Highway. And that's Unadilla. UNADILLA.
Right.
Georgia, 31091. So whatever you decide to send will be greatly appreciated, and all proceeds, once again, will be used for to help send kids to college. Thank you.
Right. Well, thank you, Mr. Childs. We thank you for getting on, sharing all your information. Hold tight. If we have any questions, I'd like to tap back on you for a little help there.
Okay.
Lady, do you have any more callers?
I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes, Kevin, your mic is open.
Hey, Brad, man, how you doing? This is Kev.
How you doing, Mr. Kevin?
What's happening, kid?
Oh, nothing much.
Oh, man, I had to chime in on this one. Yeah, safety is a big deal. Bobby Childs had a good story. I'll give you a story back in 96. We had a Camaro, 68 Camaro. We played with a small block 1 year, and then we put a big block in it. Nice size big block in it, you know. And we teased my cousin all summer, said, man, put a cage in this car. Oh, I ain't putting no cage in this car. I drive it on the street, and, you know. So we told him, man, put a cage in this car. So finally we went and had it done. I think it was the summer of 96 and 97. First pass in the car, rode it 7 times. At Modern Dragon, rode the car 7 times. Ran over there and got him out. And one thing he didn't have in the car, he didn't have a safety belt, but he had the stock belt in there, you know, to go across his belt. We ran up there. He was hanging in the car. We undid that. He fell off the car, and the car was totaled. But just like you guys just said, I was in Alabama. I seen some kids with a compass, and the guy started motioning, you know, where's his helmet? For some reason, they let him go. That old thing was getting down there doing the do. I mean, it looked raggedy. It was primer, had raggedy rims on the front, raggedy rims on the back with slicks. But that thing's down there doing the do. And I was just thinking, man, I hope and pray to God, don't nothing happen to this kid. But you guys, Brad, man, you said something right. If you don't care about yourself, at least go home and think about your wife, your kids, your family, your grandmama, and everybody else, you know?
Exactly.
You know, it's not that expensive to have a 6-point cage put in the car. Or, like you guys said, at least, you know, put your safety jackets and stuff on. You know?
Right. That's
right. I understand. I'm with you. I'm 100%. I understand you guys. I'm going to shoot it out like Bramman did. You can put $20,000 in the motor and the drivetrain, but you can't spend another $1,000 or $500 to get a safety coat and roll cage put in the car. That's sad. And I don't want to see nobody go home and we have to sit there and say, oh, you know, we got to say a prayer for the family. You know, we lost one tonight. You know. And these guys, think about us, you know, think about the guys who are standing there. We don't want to see it happen. You know,
well,
I really do think that we really do need to get on some of these guys with these stock cars. You know, they consider them stock cars, you know. They really need to get on them, but, hey, at least put a 6-point in there. Or like Bradman said, you're going to have to start coming up with some kind of regulations no matter what. You ask you what your time is. But if we think you're close to that, you know, or you think you're close to that, you know, put some safety in the car. If not, you can't run.
Well, thank you for your, you know what I mean, not cutting you off, but I want to add, you know, I had a thought right quick, and I want to put it out there. You know, I look to promote races in the future, and I'm going to say this right here, you know what I mean, I'm a safety guy. If you come to my race and you don't have a promoter, I'm telling you up front. You know what I mean? I feel like the promoters, you know what I mean, need to govern that stuff. Because when you rent a track, that's what you're doing. You're renting that track for that day. And it basically falls back on the promoter. And a lot of times I've heard where I said, man, you don't check this or that. They say, man, them grown men. You know what I mean? Those are grown men.
Right.
Well, let me everybody a question. If the government didn't mandate them putting steroids into these cows and chickens and stuff like that, would you think that it'll be a bunch of people living today, or do you think that, you know what I mean, it'll be a lot of sick folks out here if the government didn't mandate laws? Y'all talk to me now. I'm being real.
Keep it 100.
It'd be a lot of sick folks.
I don't know if y'all ready for the bread, man, to unchain myself. You know what I mean? Because I'm just going to keep it real. You know what I mean?
Well, I think you brought up on the...
Go ahead.
You brought up one of the best things in Bobby Wilde, Charles. You know, if you think what happened to him ain't true, you know. Just last weekend, we had Brian Davis right here at Miley. It's amazing that man is okay and safe and didn't come out with a scarf. You know, he got past the quarter mile. Car hit the guardrail and the car blew up. Everybody thought he was gone. Ran down there. Brian was okay. And Brian said another night on business show. He said he told people, make sure you got your safety equipment.
Yeah.
What else can we do? We can let's just preach about it. I mean, you know, we got to preach about it. And you're doing Brad, man, you're doing a hell of a show tonight, man. I mean, it needs to get out there.
That's all. You know, we've had shows. I was on Mississippi Joe last year on his show, and I spoke with Mr. Boss Bynes about, you know what I mean, different things about what we felt could have been changed about the safety equipment in the grudge world. And I'm not saying that, you know what I mean, I hope that I'm not hardening brothers' hearts out there against me. But I will tell you, I would rather you be upset with me and living than for me to be saying, let me pray for your family because you wouldn't listen to me. I hope y'all hearing what the bread man is saying to y'all tonight. I'm only going to say it.
I agree with you, bread man.
That's all I'm going to say at one time. And I want this to be on your heart. I don't even want it to be in your mouth. I want it to be in your hearts and minds. I'm keeping it real, 100. Just 100, that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to let my brother, Ben, thank you for calling in. Let me grab somebody else, if you don't mind, and we're going to see what they're talking about. Because, you know what I mean, I don't want to nail them to the cross right now, because y'all know who y'all are. Y'all know who you are that need to step it up.
You ain't nailing nobody to the cross. You're just speaking the truth. You came in 100 that's tonight, it needs to come out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh yes,
you know what I mean. At least if you don't care about us, like we said, at least think about your family, like you just said. You know, at least think about your kids. If you got a little girl, little boy at home, you want to go home with them at night.
I want to share a story with y'all. That happened. I'm from a racing family, and I mean, I was literally 2 weeks old, breastfeeding at the track with my dad and my parents. You know, literally, that's how long I've been in racing. And when I came to Atlanta, I came here and went to Morehouse College here in Atlanta. And I never moved back to Florida. I'm actually from Florida, you know. And I also went to Morris Brown as well. But I never moved back home, and I ended up marrying someone from Georgia. She's never seen racing before in her life. And we started going to tracks, and we went to Commerce one day, and Roger Gustin had a jet car up there. And I'm sure the listeners probably know what happened, but that jet car hit the wall and turned on its side, and it was still running. And the safety safari, the ambulance, it was on fire. The fire truck ran up and jumped out with the hose, and they had the hose going, and the ambulance was coming and ran over the hose. What y'all think happened to that car? They still didn't get the guy out. Exactly. Now, I had one son at the time and one daughter. Do you know how hard that was for my wife to look at me and say, she was hitting me panically? Get him out, get him out. I literally had scratches all over my neck. Y'all think I'm playing. I'm dead serious.
No, I believe you.
Everybody that was in the stands that day went home. My wife cried all the way home because she's never witnessed somebody get killed like that in front of her. Right. And my daughter was like, I don't ever want to go to the track. I don't want you to race. I don't want to see Papa race. My daughter didn't even want to come back to the track anymore. You know what I mean? So I'm saying to the people out here, you know what I mean? I don't want my wife to, and now, you know what I mean? I used to tell my wife, I got an argument with my wife. I say, when I'm racing, I don't want you to, I don't want to be lovey-dovey at the track. Fellas, change that. My wife told me, every time you strap in, you don't know if God, what plan God got for you, so I want some sugar. So I don't care if you got a grudge race or what you got going on. No, before you put that helmet on and sit your butt back in that cage, I need to touch your lips one more time. So, fellas, I'm telling you, that's how serious. Exactly. That's how serious I am about safety. So that is that, and that is the end of the chit-chat. And I thank y'all for calling about that. Let me grab another call. Lady A, do we have any more callers?
We do. Larry, your mic is open.
How you doing, Larry?
Man, one call. What's going on,
hey.
Big man? How you doing?
Man, I'm hanging up. How you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging up now. Mississippi Joe, is he on tonight too also?
No, sir. Mississippi Joe.
Okay, well, I'm going to address you tonight, Breadman. Breadman, you know, y'all talking about one of the most important subjects that there is in drag racing, Breadman. And I've talked about it on numerous occasions, Breadman. You know, and you want to know something, Breadman? I just had an experience with that with my younger little brother.
Exactly.
He had an accident, and the safety equipment that he had in there, when he got out the car, the only thing he was shook up and had a bruised shoulder. That safety stuff is so very, very important, man. And I'm so thankful to God that he's still here. He didn't get hurt. He didn't get a scratch. He didn't get nothing. That safety equipment is very, very important. That's one of the most important things in drag racing. It's more important than winning. Because, see, if you got that, that's going to help make you a winner. But you got to have it. It's mandatory. You know, and I was sitting there listening to what you were saying then. I was really coming in to just say hello to you all and let everybody know that I come in to represent Grudging as always and to speak to everybody that was on here and ask them how they were doing. I was kind of so charged up, I didn't get a chance to even my normal procedures to ask Lady A how she doing first all the time. This time I didn't, but that's so very, very important. You know, and me, don't none of us know what plan God got for us, Breadman, but it's the saying that they got out. They say, the Lord helped them who helped themselves. A person know that they drag racing, they know that they're running 100 and something, they know they're running 200 miles an hour. Safety, man. Safety. That's very, very important. And I just wanted to come in and share just a few moments of that with you, and then I was going to get right back on, see how you're doing, and going right back on mute.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Top Chef. We appreciate it. Top Flight, I should say. Thank you so
Top
much
Flight.
For calling. We really appreciate, you know, you putting it out there. You know what? I want to say this right here. I want to thank you for having a strong back. You know, I listen at a lot of callers get on you about fellowship. And it's funny how you can stay strong. You stood strong on that. And you didn't let none of us deter you from putting it in there about, hey, that's what we do, fellowship. Because they don't know if we speak to one another, that's what we're doing. We speak to each other in certain ways, in cold ways. But at the end, we want to see everyone get there safely. We want to see everyone make transition safely. And that's what it is. It's all fellowshipping. I know we want to see some race. But
that's
you can't
right.
see no reason if we don't fellowship first. They didn't think about that. If
well,
me and you don't run each other, I got to first walk up to you and say, how you doing, Top Flight?
That's right.
Would
that's
you
right.
run me? That is part of fellowshipping first.
That's
so
right. That's right. And, Breadman, you know another thing, Breadman? Me and you, I'm going to say something right now that's going to really carry you way back. But back during the time when me and you was coming up, Breadman, in church, they used to sing that old song all the time, What a Fellowship, What a joy to buy, leaning on everlasting on. Back during the time when I was little, I never knew what it meant. But as I got older, I learned what it meant because I used to be around a group of people, and the people that I used to be around was my family. I can count the people in my whole generation that went in another direction, but I can count so many hundreds and hundreds of others that we all got together in fellowship, and we got that same love going between us right now. A lot of people don't know what that means, but it means a lot to me, Britt, man, because the Lord blessed me the 23rd of this month to make 65 years old, and I still got it going on.
Well, you know what, man? Go ahead.
Uncle Larry, what I like to say is, when you said the fellowship thing, is that I met Uncle Larry last year, and I'm the one who gave him the nickname Uncle Larry. But this man will call and check on me. You all right, Bo? Where you at, Bo? You know, I drive truck for a living. You okay? He knew they had that storm down. He knew I was down in Texas. So he first person called me. So you all right? See, I'm down here. He said, man, there's a bad trail down there in Texas. Yeah, I think I missed it. He said, it's about 2 miles up the road from the truck stop. He said, you all right? You need anything? I said, no, I'm okay. But this is what I'm talking about. Some of these guys get on here and want to say, oh, fellowship that. It's not about that. It's about showing love for each other, knowing that someone cares about you. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of guys, DJ Grant, they'll call, butt naked. I mean, some people I've met just through Roy King. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is, Kevin. And you want to know something, Kevin? That was on my heart to call you and check on you and make sure while you traveling the highways and the byways, I wanted to make sure that you made it to your destination safe. And it's a whole lot of other people that do like that. And you know, I'm going to tell you something. A lot of folks don't understand this here. And a lot of them, they'll laugh and sit and laugh about the fellowship problem. I'm going to tell you something. When you do good, that man up above, man, you know when you do good, man. See, I don't want my reward from man. You might not never get it from man. I want mine from the boss man. I want mine from the boss man. That's where I want it from. So I'm going to do what I do. Can't nobody deter me. I'm going to keep on doing this. This is what I've been doing. This is what's been working for me. And it's brought me a long ways, and I'm continuing to try to travel the same journey. So you, Bread Man, and all y'all, as time goes along, we're going to get a chance to fellowship together, man. And I'm looking forward to it. And that's all I got to say. I'm going to go on mute, and I'm going to let y'all get right back to the program.
Well, you know, one thing I'd like to see is that, you know, at one event, you know, let's all get together before or after a race and just camp out and have a good time and talk to each other and get to know each other, you know. And then like Uncle Larry said, fellowship. Fellowship means getting to know somebody and talk with them. It don't mean that you a butt kiss or something like that, or you trying to figure out what that guy got in his car. It's just, hey, man, let's have a good time and talk, you know. When it's time to be on that track, okay, yeah, we might be enemies, but after that, let's have a good time. Enjoy ourselves.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Kevin. Yeah, fellowship is good, but I'm going to get my barbecue before Larry get there.
Well, I just went to Uncle Larry. Uncle Larry, I went and picked up your fish the other day, but you wasn't home.
Hey, kid, you were old for that one, kid. Hey, Brent, man, kid is old for that one, man. Brent, man, you were old for that one.
I'm sorry, man. That slipped.
Well, listen, check this out. I'm just letting you know, free will. I'm enjoying the show so much. You know what I mean? I wonder why we don't fellowship like this on these shows. I need y'all. I need especially y'all, all y'all that called in tonight. I need y'all to start calling in on Fridays. Because
call in on Saturday nights. If you call in on Saturday nights, tell Kim. We do this. We do that every Saturday night.
Yep. Tell.
Well, every Saturday night. It's open mic. We talk about, you know, how each other doing, what's going on, you know. It's just a good show. That's why I had to chime on your show when you started out about the safety, because I'm 100% about that. But then when Uncle Larry got on, you got talking about the fellowship.
Thanks, buddy. You got to take
it. That's what I feel about.
Imagine, like, you tell Uncle Reno, I'm sitting there, no more trouble, call. Nothing about that trouble, but me. Yeah.
Who was that?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But listen, y'all, we're going to grab a couple more callers. Y'all stand by, and then we're going to close, because I got a house full of relatives here. My son is graduating in the morning. Yeah. And my mama was looking at me sideways. She's here, right here beside the mic. Go ahead and say hello, mama.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Miss Bradman.
Miss Bradman.
This show was going to be over at 9. Your mama done drove 7.5 hours and done let you have 1 hour to talk on this show. So, y'all, listen. Y'all don't be mad at the Bradman. We're going to catch a couple more calls. And then, DJ Grant, are you still on?
DJ Grant dropped off.
Well, Mr. Bobby Wildchild, after everybody closed out, do you mind saying a prayer for everyone on the way out? Do you mind? I'm just asking you now. I ain't trying to put you on the spot. No, better yet, you know what? Top Flight. Top Flight.
Yes, sir.
Top Flight. I point you that particular task, please.
Well, who you? Oh, you got? Okay. All right. Now, back on.
Top Flight. Yeah, I want to hear Top Flight. Top Flight came up with that fellowship. I know he got something deep within him he want to let loose. But hold your thoughts, Top Flight. Hold your thoughts.
Okay.
Let me see if we got any more callers on the line right quick that want to say something quick and easy, not drawn out, because my mama will pinch me real. I'm telling y'all, she was
real hard.
Yes. She going, mama, you going to be okay now, mama. Just a couple more callers.
Okay.
Come on, lady. Couple more callers.
Caller 810-6326, your mic is open. 810-6326, your mic is open.
Hello. Bradman, one time, let's do it. Moving right along, lady.
Let's see. And that's actually it for right now.
That is it. Let me go ahead and go through my panel. Who want to start out? Any one of y'all, jump on out here. Final thoughts.
Well, man, I'll jump out there. But, man, I enjoyed the portion of the show that I did get a chance to. We've been quite busy since we had a little accident to kind of happen with us, but we're on the road to recovery. And I want to let y'all know that I enjoyed the show and I enjoyed getting on here fellowshipping with you all. And the most important thing about me saying that, Bradman, I don't drive no 13 and 14 hours, Bradman. When I do that, it's a vacation to me. I'm going somewhere where I can enjoy myself, man. So that's why I'm so strong on fellowshipping, because I don't want to drive no 13 and 14 and 15 and 16 hours to go nowhere where it's a lot of animosity, confusion, because, see, you don't have to go nowhere for that. You can stay right around the house, or you can stay in the neighborhood, and you can find that anywhere. But when a person take up the time to travel all the miles and try to join in to something that they feel like is good, in my own personal opinion, Bradman is all about fellowship. And good night, and y'all have a good time, and I'm going to sit back and let y'all go ahead and have y'all closing remarks.
Next up, Mama, please, y'all, come on, get it out, final thoughts.
Bradman, I enjoyed the show, and we're going to stay on top of that safety issues. And I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to back him down. 2-3.
Thank you for being a part of the show tonight. Who else we got? Nightmare, Big Clog, you still in here? I guess Big Clog ain't got nothing. Mr. Wildchild, your final remark.
Hey, good show, man, good show. You tell everybody to be safe. I'll see y'all in the future. To come back and get my bill. Trust me, I'm on my way back.
Hold on, Bob, Mr. Wild, hold on a minute. Mr. Childs, my father said you really need to get back to work. My dad just said that. You need to get back to work. Stay off the show. I can't tell my daddy that in my house, so he'll put me out in my own house.
Let me put you out. You tell your daddy that those roads are getting very short for me. You tell your daddy. I'm almost at the end of the field, or at the end of the road. So y'all still slicker don't know nothing about that, especially Big Clark. But you let them know I'm in the short roads now. Huh?
The field ain't full no more. I done picked all of them on pick one. I'm at the end. Tell your daddy that I'm going to sit on the porch with him soon and very soon. Good night.
That sounds good. That sounds good. Well, my final remarks, everyone, is I want to thank everyone for having the audacity, having the courage to step up tonight and let their voices be heard on this show. It's a very touchy situation about, you know, ridiculing our grudge world. That is, you know what I mean, it's always room for improvement out there. I look for us to step our games up, and I challenge anyone to just come up and walk up to me and try to find something that I'm not doing, because I'm not going to feel offensive by it. I'm going to say thank you, and I'm going to get it corrected, because that one issue could save me from embarrassment. With that being said, thank y'all. We're going to go to prayer right quick. Mr. Top Flight, go ahead and take over for me.
I think he dropped off by accident.
Lord, to have mercy. Mr. Wildchild, you still on?
Yes, sir, I'm still on.
Could you go ahead with the prayer for us, sir?
Okay, then. Hey, Lexi, once again, a good show. Dear Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for everybody that have been listening. Dear Lord, we pray and ask you to bless all these people that are on the show. Bless their family, my Heavenly Father. We pray and ask you to bless those ones that are going to race this weekend, that are traveling up and down the danger highway, byway, seen and unseen things. The Lord, pray and ask you to bless them as they go down the racetrack, as they come up the return road. We ask you to bless all spectators all over. My Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless the people that are in the hospital that who are sick. Bless the people that who are home that who are sick. Bless the people that who have lost loved ones all over this land and country. The Lord, pray and ask you to bless the soldiers that are overseas, my Heavenly Father, that are fighting so that we can enjoy our freedom. And most of all, dear Lord, we want to thank you for your darling son that died so we will always have a right to the tree of life. And got up early on the Sunday morning with all power in his hand. To God, we give him the praises because he didn't have to do it, but he did it. Dear Lord, I just want to say thank you for when he was on the cross. He said, no man take my life. I lay it down and I pick it up when I get ready. And dear Lord, that's enough to make everybody say thank you, Lord. Dear Lord, pray next you to continue to bless Brett Mann and bless Mississippi Joe, dear God, that they will have a successful show. Be blessed and yes in your name. Amen and thank God.
With that being said, thank you so much, Mr. Brother Bobby Childs. God bless all of us. Y'all have a good night. We'll see y'all next Friday right here on the MJ and Bradman Show. One time in your mouth. I'm out.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, J, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.